Bellwood hosted Mayor's Town Hall for Center Wellington on Tuesday. While pending renovations to the event's venue itself were a focus, Mayor Sean Waters shared an overarching message about the future of Bellwood. Residents in attendance were first shown a presentation on the renovation designs from ATA Architects for Bellwood Hall. Michael Bilietina represented the consultants and presented renderings of a proposed design for the purpose of public feedback. When it was Waters' turn to address residents, he shared projects over the next handful of years in the works in Bellwood. He said in 2025, several aspects of the Bellwood Hall renovations are on the books, while in 26, a local roads project takes center stage. In 27, he noted, the tower lights at the local Ball Diamond will be repaired, with a $410,000 price tag. Waters explained many areas of interest will be addressed in a hamlet that certainly needs upkeep as the years go on.
Whether it be parks or green space, that type of thing, we're investing heavily in the Bellwood Hall, with signage, sidewalks. There needs to be some upgrades to all that infrastructure for sure, because the community's been around a very long time. Yeah, it needs to have some of the stuff done for it.
Presenting plans to build three new accessible washrooms, as well as a state-of-the-art kitchen or servery, and a ramp to a wider front door, Bilietina told the Grand at 101, this is a hamlet that deserves a busy Bellwood Hall.
I had the pleasure of working on Bissell Park with the township. It's fantastic. This is a lovely area. This building should be used. It's right across from a park. It's on a dead end. It's just lovely. Yes, it would be great to see this being used more.
Expecting to get shovels in the ground in September of this year, Bilietina says there's still a lot of work ahead.
The next steps would be to receive comments back from the people that were here or from people that weren't here. Take those comments, go back to our drawing table, and then revise and include those comments. Once we get a preferred option or a preferred path, then start getting some initial costing, just to see how much it will cost.
The boundary lines, Waters said, are essentially set to stay put in Bellwood, but he remarked there will still be change in both development and local business as Bellwood continues to grow.
The urban boundary has been pretty much defined here, so those areas that are within the urban boundary, they'll probably get built out in the next 5 to 10 years. But the other part, too, sometimes what growth brings is opportunities as well for maybe some stores in the downtown. It'll be a nice community with full range of folks from young to old.
We are cognizant of the things that happen in Bellwood, Waters told those in attendance, as the theme of investing in Bellwood continued to drive the evening. Other discussed topics at the town hall included speeding in Bellwood, the possibility of moving speed signs closer to the posted speed limit signs, and more. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.